Happy Thanksgiving. Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Out of Torrington, police Wednesday identified people injured in the head-on collision on Goshen Road Tuesday as a Goshen woman and a Lakeville man and his teenage relative. Nancy Lowe, 45, of Goshen, remains in critical condition as of last night at St. Mary's Hospital in Waterbury with potential life-threatening injuries, according to the Torrington Police Department. Also, two other victims who are related, Christopher Oosterneck, 54, of Lakeville, had a broken wrist, broken ribs, and fractured sternum, and a 16-year-old female. Officers with the Torrington Police Department, along with members of the Torrington Fire Department and Champion Ambulance, responded to the emergency call at a site near 727 Goshen Road. Members of the Torrington Volunteer Department were also dispatched to direct traffic around the crash site on the road onto a two-mile detour. Police are now conducting an investigation as to how that crash occurred. How about this? Who would ever imagine this? Do you realize that as of right now, there is not one place to fill up on gas on Route 7 from North Canaan until you get to New Milford? That's right. Not one gas station along Route 7 is open. The Cornwall Bridge gas station is under reconstruction with new tanks. The gas station in Kent is under construction, waiting new tanks. And the Bulls Bridge gas station closed. So, when you look at this, probably the first time since automobiles have been driving, absolutely not one spot along Route 7 from when you leave North Canaan until you get to New Milford to get gas. Be thankful for your tank of gas if you're heading south on Route 7. And just a reminder, there are a couple of community-free Thanksgiving dinners that are going on today. First of all, at the Pilgrim House in North Canaan from 12 until 2. Absolutely free if you want to have fellowship and friendship with people around you for Thanksgiving and not have to worry about cooking. You can go there. And in Red Hook, a Firehouse Lane put on by the Red Hook United Methodist Church, that free community Thanksgiving dinner is today from 12:30 until 2:30. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro invites residents to participate in the ongoing conversation about the proposed 2019 county budget in the Stamford Town Hall on November 26th at 6 p.m. and the Town of Poughkeepsie Senior Center in Poughkeepsie on December 5th at 6 p.m. The Goshen Turkey Trot 10K Road Race takes place November 22nd at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut, the 41st year. Entry fee $30 per person pre-registered. Support the Hoosie Girls basketball and boys teams. Come watch an exciting varsity versus alumni game November 21st at 5:15. Food and drinks will be sold. Half-court shot contest to win a prize. $5 for adults and $3 donation for a student. Thanksgiving Day Community Dinner. You can join your friends and neighbors with a special annual community Thanksgiving meal November 22nd at the Pilgrim House on Granite Avenue in Canaan, 12 to 2, 860-824-5854. For information, everybody is welcome. Doesn't matter how much money you make or don't make. If you're looking for companionship and a nice Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving, this is the dinner for you to attend locally in Canaan, Connecticut. Now, meanwhile, there's another community Thanksgiving dinner taking place on Thursday, 12:30 to 2:30 at the Firehouse Lane in Red Hook, New York, hosted by the Red Hook United Methodist Church. Friends, family, and food without a fee. Enjoy a relaxing buffet-style Thanksgiving meal without the hassles of cooking or cleaning up. The Parade of Lights starts this week in Dutchess County in Millerton. It'll start on Friday, LaGrange on Saturday, Pine Plains on Saturday, Wappingers on Saturday, and coming up on Sunday, a Parade of Lights in Rhinebeck. Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health has a free rabies vaccination clinic for pets Saturday, November 24th at the Stamford Firehouse, 8 a.m. till noon with convenient on-site parking. The Salisbury Artisans Group annual holiday market to benefit local charities will take place at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury over two weekends. This weekend, the 24th and 25th, and November 30th, December 1st and 2nd. Hours of the sale are Fridays from 3 till 7, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday from 10 till 4. The sale benefits these different area nonprofits: the Jane Lloyd Fund, Corner Food Pantry, Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary, and others. For a complete list of participating artisans, artisansale.org. The Mahaway Performing Arts Center on Castle Street in Great Barrington presents their annual post-Thanksgiving screening of The Wizard of Oz on the big screen, a 4 p.m. showing. For more information, 413-528-0100. Sandersfield Arts Center on Hammertown Road, just off Route 57, presents a book talk featuring New York Times bestselling author Simon Winchester. He'll discuss his new novel, The Perfectionist. That is on Saturday, November 24th, from 4 until 6 p.m. The 31st Annual Town of Norfolk Community Tree Lighting Celebration takes place. Holiday music, refreshments, and more Saturday, November 24th, 5:45 to 6:30 on the Village Green. Santa arrives at 6 p.m. riding his fire truck, Sleigh of Lights, passing out candy canes to children of Norfolk, and then there'll be the tree lighting ceremony. Housatonic Musical Theater Society's gala coming up, celebrating 15 years of musical theater magic with 15 years of musicals, highlighting past and current performers, a raffle including a Broadway Hamilton tickets. This all takes place Saturday, the 24th at 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Tickets are available at the Salisbury and Sharon Pharmacies at the door and online at www.hmts.org. The Canaan Fire Company has their annual light parade. That'll be held on Sunday. The parade will line up behind Stop and Shop at 5. It'll step off at 5:30. Santa will appear under the pavilion across from McDonald's at the conclusion of the parade. All vehicles, floats, and creative entries will be accepted. You don't have to be representing a fire department if you'd like to participate. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.